Restoring My Soul, Friday the 12th of December, Partakers of Christ. We partake of Christ by participating in the agape meal in a worthy manner. The implication of this participation in Christ's body and blood is our fellowship in his offering and sufferings as those who are being immersed in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit through discipleship. A person who is entering rest has ceased from their own works, which are informed by the sight of their own eyes and the understanding of their own heart. This is because they trust Christ and their brethren, having taken his yoke upon themselves. They bear the fruit of life and peace as they journey with Christ in the fellowship of his offering and sufferings. This fruit is manifest in their life and in their family, who are being restored as part of the bride city. Significantly, the Lord enables them to eat the agape meal as a citizen of the heavenly city, the bride of Christ, saying, "If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." In doing so, they are being delivered from bondage to fear. As the prophet Jeremiah declared, "Jacob shall return, have rest and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid." At times in our Christian pilgrimage, we can find ourselves feeling weary. Weariness is a sign that we are failing to enter God's rest. A key indicator of weariness is stumbling. Significantly, we are stumbling at Christ and his word. The Apostle Peter noted that instead of being built on Christ as part of the wall of the bride city, he becomes to us a stone of stumbling and a rock of offence. We stumble being disobedient to the word to which we were appointed. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 10, Romans chapter 8 verse 6, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 10, and 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 8. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 2.